Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining. I'm sorry for the late notice about the earlier shiur tonight. I have something else I have to be at tonight, so I figured we'll do the shiur now. So we are holding at the end of Simin Reish Samech Ches and the beginning of Simin, or all of Simin Reish Samech Tes. So what we are holding at is page 88, which tracks to Mem Dalet Amud Beis, Simin Reish Samech Ches, Si'if Yud Gimel. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Imispal Shel Chol V'lo Hizkir Shel Shabbos, So Shelo Ispal Klal. If a person on Shabbos accidentally said a Vachadik Shmon Esrei, said a weekday Shmon Esrei, or he didn't daven at all and when he was supposed to be davening a Shabbos Shmon Esrei, v'shama mishlich tzibur bracha me'in sheva me'rosh v'atzov yatzav, but he was able to hear the shlich tzibur say the entire bracha me'in sheva, so he's yotzei Shmon Esrei through that quasi Shmon Esrei of the shlich tzibur, meaning even though we don't have an actual chazar sashatz for Mariv, but since we have the bracha achas me'in sheva on Friday night, that will count as an actual Shmon Esrei for the guy who was not yotzei with his own Shmona Esrei. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'sham Mishlich Tzibur Mishum Tefilas Arvus Rishus Miklinim Ba. Since Tefilas Arvus is Rishus, we are makel about that. We're makel with this, that we allow him to be yotzei in this way. The Dirshu points out, and for that same reason, if a guy doesn't daven Marav on a weekday, and he has Kavan and Chazaris Hashatz of Shachris to be yotzei his mitzvah of Tashlumin, he's yotzei his chiyuv of Tashlumin by having Kavan during Chazaris Hashatz. A little known halacha that people can keep in mind, that if you miss Marav the night before, you could be yotzei with paying careful attention, beginning to end, every word of Chazaras Hashatz in Shachris. So says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Chavches, yotzei l'chadchili yesh yizor lomer amshech tzibur mila b'mila mitchilas habracha tzov brachat Hashem mekadesh HaShabbos. He says the truth is better to not just listen, but to actually say along every single word of the bracha achas mein sheva along with the shliach tzibur. V'im kvar amar shliach tzibur, and if the shliach tzibur already said it, well, then you have no choice but to go back and say Shmon Esrei because you weren't Yotze yet. Meaning, if you didn't catch yourself in time to hear the Bracha Achas Mein Sheva, so then you're going to have to go back and daven Shmon Esrei again. V'lo yomar b'yachid birkas Mein Sheva. Birkas Mein Sheva is not said when it's an individual davening alone. Gam nechona davar shim niskar kodem sham Mashiach tzibur abracha nal shelo yismach alzeh. Rak yispal oda pam tefilos sheva kaseiter ki yishchol kanel karadin azeh ayin bitur. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, this whole thing's really like a b'diavad kind of situation. Meaning, if you realize that you missed Shmon Esrei before the Chazan says the bracha achas Mein Sheva, meaning you realize that you davened the weekday Shmon Esrei or that you missed Shmon Esrei or something like that, better to just say the Shmon Esrei because you're already getting involved in a machlokas if you're going to rely on the Chazan saying the bracha achas me'ein sheva. Now, with Bir Alacha points out very critically that this is only for a Shabbos, but if it's a Shabbos that's also a Yom Tov, you're for sure not yotzei by listening to the bracha achas me'ein sheva, because as we pointed out yesterday, there's no mention of Yom Tov in the bracha achas me'ein sheva. So you're for sure not going to be yotzei your Yom Tov Shmon Esrei, and therefore you'd for sure have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. So now we move on to Simin Reish Samech Tes, which is about Kiddush in Shul on Friday night. So says the Shulchan Aruch, no, in the Kaddish Beis HaKnesses, there's a minute to make Kiddush in Shul on Friday night. Vein the Mekaddish Lito Miyena Kiddush, the guy who says the Kiddush should not taste from the wine of the Kiddush, El Matim Elokatan. Instead, he should give it to a child. Dein Kiddush El Makom Su'uda, because for the guy himself who's saying the Kiddush, he needs to have Kiddush Makom Su'uda, and it's not going to be Kiddush Makom Su'uda. Ume Karelo Nitkan El Bishvil Orchim Da Achli Vashasi, Bebere Kishta La Hotia Mide Chavasam. Initially, they were only Mesakin Kiddush in Shul to be Motzi the guests who ate in shul, and for them itaka was Kiddush Makom Suda. So even though for the Mekadesh it wasn't Kiddush Makom Suda, but for the guests who were eating there, who were listening to the Kiddush, it was Kiddush Makom Suda. V'achshav afal gavdol achli orchim beknishta lo bata atakana. Nowadays orchim don't eat in the shul anymore. There are no stragglers from out of town that just hang out in the shul and wait for a meal and hope to have a meal in the shul. Maybe they wait for an invitation to go to someone's house, but they don't wait for a meal in the shul. And nevertheless, the takana stayed that you still say Kiddush. Many congregations have a minhag that they say Kiddush in shul on Friday night. That's the reason for this minhag. However, the Mechaber says, better is if you're starting a new shul, don't start with this minhag. And the minhag in Eretz Yisrael is not to do this, is not to have Kiddush on Friday night in shul, because there's no need for it anymore. Meaning there are no orchim that are going to be eating there. So it just creates shailas about the guy who's saying the Kiddush and being towing from the ayin something which he can't do if he's not being yotzei kiddush makom suda, so we don't do it. Says Rama, v'nogu lamed b'shashem mekashrim beis haknesses. We do it and we stand during the kiddush in shul. That the minig is that when the shul has such a minig, they stand for this kiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah, matimol lekatan, that you give a child to drink. That there are those that say that you should be careful to only give to a katan that's not a gil lechinuch. But the Magen Avraham writes in the name of Poskim that you can give even to a katan who is a gil lechinuch, meaning he's 6 or 7 years old. If you give it to a child who's not a gil lechinuch, then it turns out the bracha that you said on the wine is a bracha levatala. Because he's not yet at the age of chinuch for a bracha. And even though we're going to say that you're not allowed to give something even that's only asr midrabanan to a katan, you're not allowed to be machil biyadayim to feed a katan that which is asr even on a drabanan level. But hachashari mipnei kamatanim. Over here, it's mutter for a number of reasons. Ayn magen avram, meaning to give a wine to a katan to drink when he hasn't been yotzei kiddush makom suda. You're being machil emisir biyadayim, but nevertheless, we allow it over here for some reason or for many reasons. V'huat din demutter lachel katan b'shabes shachros lifnei kiddush v'asolanoso. And by the way, you're allowed. There, Candyman in shul is mutter, meaning the kids didn't hear kiddush yet. So how can you be machil to a katan? Before you heard kiddush, you're allowed to do it. Kasva Achronim, the main katan she gil lechinuch beis haknesses. The Achronim say that if there is no katan that is gil lechinuch in the shul, sometimes you have more senior communities, there are no young kids in the shul, or maybe very very junior communities where all the kids are below the age of chinuch. As ayishta kashir reviya sheichashuv bimkom suuda kumash kasav simreishayim gimel sevei viotze bezeh. Then the guy who says the kiddush should be careful to make sure to drink at least the reviyas so that he's yotze kiddush makom suda. And then he should say a bracha achron of yachshav b'daito latzeis b'kiddush zeh, and he should have in mind to be yotzei with this kiddush. Umikol makom yochol achar kach lachshav the kaddish beisol lotzei b'nei beisol. And even though he was yotzei kiddush makom suda in shul when he drank the revias, he could still say kiddush again when he gets home to be motzi all the people in his house. K'mosh kasa sim reishai and gimel siv dalit siv katan beis de ein kiddush haynu de ein amakaddish yotzei b'kiddush zeh kibin shayim makom sudaso mishemachi yasul lalitam klumachi kaddish makom sudaso. That the guy who says the kiddush is not yotzei his kiddush if he's not going to be having su'uda on the spot. And because he's not being yotzei kiddush, he's not allowed to taste from the wine, because you're only allowed to taste from wine if you're only allowed to taste anything if you were ready yotzei kiddush. Bebei k'nishta, ayin lel sim kufnan alf sival mishra brumak shaksavnu b'zeh, lehotzi yedei chovasam, v'yafal gavde mekadish atzmo lo yotza, even though the guy who's saying kiddush himself is not yotzei because he's not having makom suda, motzi as acherim, but he could be motzi the guests who are going to be eating there in shul. Because when it comes to kiddush, you can be mevarich for other people even though you're not eating with them. So let's say you're at a shul kiddush and you have no interest in the cakes and any of the mezonos, any of the things that they have there. So you can still say kiddush for someone else who's going to be yotzei kiddush and actually have a kiddush makom suda. Shalol lekadesh. So the minig is says the Mechaber in Eretz Yisrael is not to do Kiddush in Shul, says the Mishnah Berurah b'Medina Seinu Nag in the Kaddish Beis HaKnesses B'Shabbos Yom Tov, that in our communities we do say Kiddush in Shul, Bilvad B'Lelal V'Shal Pesach in Kaddish Beis HaKnesses, except for on Seder night. And not only do we say Kiddush and Shul, we make sure that we have wine, and not only that, it becomes a kibud to be able to buy the right to be able to buy the wine for the Shul. It's one of the things they sell in Simchas Torah, that because we were Mevarich people who are Nosin Yayin Lekiddush and Havdalah, so in order to receive that bracha, people pay a nice price to be able to have the zuchus of buying the wine for the kiddush. Vein levatal minug harbigonim yasadu kamosh chasav Rashi. He says, and it's not a good idea to mevatal the minug because this is a minug that goes back to the days of the gaonim. Sivkat and vav la amod va'amar rishon shezamoi la ayefus habir kayim. That if you stand during kiddush in shul, that will be good for knee problems. It says skula of some sort. So it's a good idea to stand when they say kiddush in shul on Friday night if your shul has such a minhag of saying Kiddush in shul on Friday night. So to summarize what we learned today, 3 points. Point number one, b'diavad, if you miss Shmona Esrei or you daven day weekday Shmona Esrei on Friday night, you could be yotze by listening, or even better, by saying along word for word to the shat say to the shliach zibur say the bracha achas mein sheva. But that's not going to work on Yom Tov. The Bir Lacha pointed out only when it's just Shabbos. Second point: they started the minhag to say Kiddush and Shul on account of the guests who would eat there, but the Shulchan Aruch does not recommend instituting this minhag in a new shul, even though the Mishnah Berurah says we do it, and not only do we do it, we pay for the privilege of buying the wine for the Kiddush. And then finally we said that there is a machlokas whether to give the wine to a katan below the age of chinuch or to a katan over the age of chinuch, and if there is no katan over the age of chinuch, then the makadish should make sure to drink a revius so that he is yotzei kiddush b'makom seuda, and then he'll still be able to say kiddush when he gets home later on. Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow we will continue with Simin Ayin Reish and Reish Ayin Aleph about Bam Malikin, and then we'll begin the dinim of kiddush. Everyone have a wonderful day and evening.
Question.